Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity.
You're quite convinced, as a scientist, that living intelligence as we know it does not exist on Mars?
There's a chance against it are 1,000 to 1.
It is reported that at 8:50 p.m., a huge flaming object, believed to be a meteorite, fell on a farm in the neighborhood of Grover's Mill, New Jersey.
That's the thing directly in front of me, half buried in a vast pit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's something I haven't mentioned in all this excitement, but it's becoming more distinct. Perhaps you've caught it already on your radio. Listen, please. Do you hear it? The curious humming sound that seems to come from inside the object. Something's happening. Humped shape is rising out of the pit. There's a jet of flame springing from the mirror that leaps right at the advancing men. It strikes them head on. Oh, Lord, they're turning into flames. Ah! The whole field's caught up by the woods as far as the gas tanks and the automobiles spreading everywhere. Coming this way now, about 20 yards to my right.
In view of the gravity of the situation, we are turning over our facilities to the state militia at Trenton.
We ought to see some action soon. One of the companies is deploying on the left flank. A quick thrust and it'll all be over. Now, wait a minute, I see something on top of the cylinder.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a grave announcement to make. Incredible as it may seem, both the observations of science and the evidence of our eyes lead to the inescapable assumption that those strange beings who landed in the Jersey farmlands tonight are the vanguard of an invading army from the planet Mars.
Seven degrees.
Fire!
Tripod machines now in sight. One machine partially crippled. Believed hit by shell from army gun in Wachung Mountain. Guns now appear silent.
Green flash. They're fanging us with flames. 2,000 feet. Engines are giving out. No chance to release bombs. Only one thing left. Drop on them, plane and all.
Our army is wiped out. Artillery, air force, everything wiped out. This may be the last broadcast. We'll stay here to the end.
UX2L calling CQ New York. Is there anyone on the air? Isn't there anyone on the air? Isn't there anyone?